honey! Honey! No, this is okay. This is for real. Honey!
This is from a YouTube video showing heroin addict Steve Kamenicki overdosing and being revived by the medication naloxone, also known as Narcan. The Northlake resident says he survived several overdoses and has saved the lives of many others.
They administered me with naloxone, and in the meantime, they give me CPR and all that, and it showed me coming back. So from what I understand, I was the first person ever documented actually overdosing and being brought back with naloxone.
Organizations across the state offer training on how to administer naloxone. At the Phoenix Center in Springfield, Ruth Ann Bertram gets a vial of naloxone and opens the wrapper on a syringe. She says to check if the victim's lips are blue from a lack of oxygen.
So you just pull it up in the needle. You're looking for a big muscle, so generally their hip, their leg, their butt, their arm, just a big muscle. You can go right through the clothes and hit them with it.
When someone overdoses on opiates, they can pass out, stop breathing, and die. Activist Chelsea Laliberte says naloxone reverses the effects in the brain.
It pulls the opioids off the opioid receptors, blocks it from interaction for 30 to 90 minutes.
The new law, the Heroin Crisis Act, requires all law enforcement officers to have naloxone and know how to use it. It also requires Medicaid to cover naloxone plus medications like methadone that help with drug withdrawal and cravings. DuPage County Coroner Richard Jorgensen acknowledges naloxone saves lives, but he also says it doesn't solve the problem of addiction.
Again, we're talking about the deaths. Okay, we're just talking about the tip of the iceberg on this problem. Every time we find a death and we investigate into somebody's network of people, we always find 20, 30, 40 people who are involved in heroin and opiates and illegal drugs.
Illinois has treatment centers, but getting into rehab is difficult if you can't pay for it. The state does help the poor pay for treatment, but the Illinois Consortium on Drug Policy says funding has been getting smaller and smaller. The group's director, Kathy Kane Willis, says by 2012, state-funded programs had been cut by more than half. Kane Willis says this new law, requiring the drugs that manage opiate withdrawal and cravings to be covered under Medicaid, makes it easier for people who are low income to get them. She says people are more likely to break their addiction by using these medications.
If they were to be able to access treatment and not be able to access the most effective forms of treatment, then you're going to have many more negative outcomes, including death.
The state's Medicaid program isn't covering methadone yet, despite the new law. Kamenicki, the man we heard overdosing in that YouTube video, says late last year, when he and his wife got a few months of methadone treatment through Cook County's Medicaid program, life dramatically improved.
We were doing so good for a while. We were in our apartment. We didn't have to go down the west side. We had a refrigerator full of food. We had everything we wanted.
But even when people can get access to treatment, there's no guarantee of a happy ending. The couple started injecting heroin again. His wife got an infection related to shooting up, and in March, she died.
My wife would probably still be alive today if it wasn't for that. My wife's gone. I'm here. I'm stuck with an addiction still that I'm dealing with.
I'm Sarah Mueller.